Hey, Road Trippin' fans, we've been telling you nonstop about how awesome Homage t-shirts are. From their NBA Jam duo tees, shout out to Mark Price and Brad Doherty, to their MLB and collegiate collections, you just can't beat a super soft Homage t-shirt. And now, we have some big news from your favorite t-shirt brand. Homage is heading to Los Angeles this month with their NBA All-Star Week pop-up shop. They're bringing a ton of brand new, in-store exclusive designs, plus they have quite the lineup of former NBA All-Stars set to roll through the shop all week. Visit them starting on February 14th at the Classic Shop near the corner of Fairfax and Rosewood. And for more sweet t-shirt awesomeness, be sure to visit www.homage.com.
Cheers.
To another edition of Road Trippin', Richard versus Channing. I'm your host, Allie Clifton. Let me just throw it out there. To my right is LeBron James.
What up?
And in front of me, to my left, is the one and only DJ Montage.
I'm so happy to be here. I've been around the world. I found time to drop in. My jet's on the runway, so it's making it quick.
So, is it safe to say that you guys are my replacements?
I've never been called a replacement before, but listen, when you have to follow behind RJ and Channing, two of the greatest guys in the world, soft gas, then I'm okay with that.
I'm actually really bummed about it.
You're not the only one. I'm bummed too. Channing! I'm bummed. But, I wish them all the best. And we're going to try to fill in the blank here, I guess. We're going to try to fill in for them.
You think?
See what we can do.
Can we just start there, I guess? Because it's the most recent, the NBA trade deadline. It was pretty epic.
It was a showstopper.
Is that what you call it?
It was pretty electrifying. It was pretty good.
Were you guys surprised?
I think, right now every team are trying to position themselves either for the future or obviously to win now. And it happens every trade deadline, but some of them are better than others. Some people like can't wait for the deadline to happen and then nothing happens and they're like, oh, that was a bummer. But this 2018 trade deadline, it wasn't a bummer, that's for sure.
How much? Okay,
this was really weird because, I mean, obviously there were other trades, but it seemed like we were the only ones trading.
Oh my gosh.
Making trades. Like, there was other trades going on, but it was, it took up so much space in that world.
Mm-hmm.
I would really have to go back and reflect on who else was moving.
I think the reason why it seemed that way is because ours happened so fast.
It did.
It happened in like a 10-minute span.
Mm-hmm.
Before you had the Blake Griffin, trade, which was surprising to me, probably surprising to you guys as well. Blake has spent his last more than that, maybe 10 years. So in between 7 and 10 years, I'm not quite sure. In Los Angeles with the Clippers, franchise player, and then right here by the deadline, they ship him, to Detroit for Tobias and Avery Bradley and the rest of those guys. And it was like, oh, wow. And
yeah.
This is right after Blake had just signed his, big extension this summer. So, that was like, oh, man, no one's seen that one coming.
Yeah.
But I think ours, the way we did ours, part ways with six of our guys, receiving four guys, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
Like I said, the trade deadline was like 3 o'clock at like noon to like 12:07. Everything was popping. It was just going fast and it was crazy.
You're getting questions too, like all the time about... for those of you who may have heard in the background just before he muted it, this is kind of cool because LeBron is sitting here playing NBA 2K.
Oh, yeah, I got to get it in always.
And it's become a big storyline for you, actually. It's one of your more fun storylines. We'll talk a little bit more about this.
This is a long way from when I played video games. My last basketball game probably was double dribble. Double dribble was this. You just run to the top of the screen and let it fly.
Double dribble.
Now, it looks like real guys.
Literally. And, like, everything about it, too. The fans, the reporters, the media?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm right now, I am playing all-time great Pistons, that's who I am, versus the all-time great Celtics. So it's Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars, Grant Hill.
Is that Havlicek with the ball?
Yeah, Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is my starting four, man, and Ben Wallace is my starting center. And I'm going against Havlicek, Bird, Cousy, Paul Pierce, and Bill Russell. So wow. this is what we're doing right now.
We originally had this idea because we wanted you to play Team LeBron versus Team Steph, given
and
that.
Y'all want to break it down why we can't do that? We're in Oklahoma City right now.
At the illustrious Skirvin Hotel.
At the scary-ass Skirvin Hotel in Oklahoma City. And in order to, you know, get the live updates and everything, you have to have great Wi-Fi. And the Skirvin, I'm just going to be honest, is not really good for Wi-Fi right now. So it told me 5 hours it was going to take for me to get my updates. And I don't think we have 5 hours, Allie.
I think to get the Wi-Fi going, there's a guy downstairs on a treadmill that runs the power in this place.
It's almost like the, remember the ESPN commercial when Lance Armstrong was in the basement?
Right.
That was one of my best, that was one of my favorites.
Okay, before we get to NBA All-Star, though.
Yeah.
I'm very good about staying on topic. So I want to go back to the trade deadline. Cool. The guys that, obviously, the six guys.
Right.
That left. You get asked this all the time. A lot of time people pose the question to you right now about then to now and the comparisons.
Right.
And in the storyline right now, the narrative is about having fun and being rejuvenated as if that's not what we had before
because
of the guys.
Right. You know, everyone is always trying to make a storyline, you know, and there's nothing fun about losing. And we had a horrible January. You know, there's nothing fun about that. Who wants to lose? I mean, there's nothing fun about that. So you win two games in a row and you got to crack a smile and then everybody's like, oh, you know, the Cavs are back having fun again. You know, but what they don't see is that they don't ever see us when we're on the road and we're going to dinner and we're laughing and we're going to restaurants and things like that, or we're on the bus or we're on the plane and we're laughing. Even in a losing streak, we're still getting along. People don't ever see that. They only see what's on the court and they automatically want to make a, you know, make a story out of it. So, you know, even, you know, it was sad to see the six guys go, obviously, you know, because we just, you know, we've been playing together and, you know, we've been taking these road trips and going to dinner and all those things. So, you know, the trade deadline is always, that's the sucky part about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is when you lose your brothers, you know, even when you do add guys that can fit the team or, you know, that plays very well. So, you know, it just sucks.
Well, like Channing said, if you go for 0 for 6.
They would trade your ass.
That was classic.
In the most Channing way, right? That's what Channing, yeah, of course.
Okay, so then fast forward. Here we are. Turn the page. 27 games left.
Yeah, 27 games left. Wow, Allie, 27 games left.
27.
That's like a marathon. I mean, that's like a sprint. I'm sorry. That's a sprint.
That doesn't exist. You know better.
Oh, my. 27 games left. We got four new guys. Four guys out of our top nine in our rotation.
We
so
27 games left?
Yeah, so we got some work to do.
Wow.
We got some work to do.
Is it doable?
Very much so. I love the challenge.
What makes you think that it's doable?
Because I love the first of all, the group that we got coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the group that was already here are ecstatic about it. And you know, like I said, I love a challenge. I love a challenge. This is the best time for me, especially going down the stretch where, you know, you either wasn't playing that well and people count you out, or you were playing great and but you personally don't feel like you were playing that great. So, you know, I just love the challenge, and I definitely think we can get it right going into the postseason.
What is your, obviously Rodney Hood, George Hill, for those of you who may not be aware, all of our listeners and fans all across the globe. Rodney Hood, George Hill, Jordan Clarkson, of course, Larry Nance Jr. Had their first game against the Celtics against Boston.
Right.
What impressed you most? Anything surprised you? I actually saw you two kind of joking and laughing, DJ Montage. I always have my eyes on you up there in the stands.
In the audience? Yeah, just, I mean, I actually saw, like,
our swag, like
yeah,
like, you know, we were really having fun, like, you know, it's basketball at the end of the day, and those guys were having fun, and I was like, you know, you got some young killers down there, man. They're ready to go. I mean,
Jordan has a trigger.
Yeah.
I seen a meme today, or actually, it's not even like a meme or funny or it's a stat. It's just like, you know, name somebody that's played with Kobe Bryant and LeBron James and still gets buckets. Jordan Clarkson.
He actually showed. I mean, that showed me a picture. Like, he was going through some social media, and he's like, I just like shake my head at this, like, and it was a split screen, like him and Kobe at the, check into the game,
uh-huh.
And then him and Bron checking into the game. It's just like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, pick your poison.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, that's dope. That's so dope.
The opportunity to play with both.
Well, I'm not patting my back, but the opportunity to play. I'm not about to do that.
It was very similar to, you know, like when I first started, me and Tiesto checked in, and then like me and, you know, no, you know, this is not about me.
But yeah, I'm excited, man, for Jordan. I'm excited for Jordan. I'm excited for Rodney. You know, Larry being back home. You know, another kid from Akron.
That's dope.
And then George, I know what he brings to the table competing against him for so many years when I was with the Heat in Indiana, those battles that we had. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this. This is it's going to be extremely fun.
All right, enough basketball talk. End of the first quarter, timeout. End of the first quarter, and it is 10-8. Do we not score a lot here?
What I tell you, I told you it's the all-time Pistons versus the all-time Celtics. This is all defense.
Is it really?
It's Bill Russell.
It's video games.
Bill Russell
and Ben Wallace. And Dennis Rodman.
Like, oh, speaking of.
What?
You said Bill Russell. It's his birthday today.
Really?
Yes, it is his birthday.
Shout out Bill Russell, one of the GOATs, one of the pioneers, not only on the floor, but also off the floor. Much respect. A salute.
Happy birthday to the living legend.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
For sure. That's dope.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
How often do you play NBA 2K? Do you play at all? Why are you guys playing against each other?
Did you miss what I said? The last time I played a video game, there was a game called Double Dribble.
Sorry, DJ Montage.
He stinks.
So what's going to be the key, DJ Montage? What's your role now with these new guys and helping to get them acclimated? How do you introduce them to the team dinners that you facilitate?
I mean...
Have they met DJ Montage? Do they?
They haven't experienced it yet.
No, they don't know Montage yet.
Yeah, I've been kind of. I mean, we really haven't had time.
We've been on the road for.
Yeah, they just got with us though in Atlanta, and that was like, you know, we left Atlanta, and
unfortunately, the worst thing that can happen right now is the break.
Yeah,
I would love to spend some more time with these guys right now, keep it going, you know. But the break happens, and you know, I think everybody's excited about it though.
But best believe they will. Get a dose very soon.
What's the one thing you have to know about DJ Montage?
I appeal to all audiences.
That's a fact.
I do. I have a very large library, mental Rolodex, as well as music that touches all audiences. And you know, if I don't see you enjoy yourself, I will find a way to make that happen.
That's a fact. That's a fact right there. You do a hell of a job of the pulse. You keep the pulse of the room where it should be at all times. And that's,
even like you, Ali, I know you're a big Beyonce fan. So, you know, I know some...
Shout out.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, Plug B. What's plug going
B.
on?
Hey, B.
That's my sister. Plug B.
You know, if you ever need me, B, I'm available.
By the way, B heard you, DJ Montage. Yeah, that's when the name happened.
Yeah. You know, they were all witnesses. I mean, yeah. you know, that audience that evening was, you know, pretty epic.
That was pretty epic.
LeBron James, you know, Jay-Z, Beyonce.
Mike Will.
I mean, just to say.
Shout out Mike Will.
Just to say, you know, some of the people that were there.
Yeah, we was grooving. We was grooving.
When was this?
This was 3 years ago
at the Montage Hotel.
Plus, Montage, you know, I carry your name. If you ever need me to stay at your hotel, you know, you can reach out to Road Trip in Montage, L.A. DJ Montage. Just let you know, I'm available.
That was when I was very culture shocked and sheltered, and I was coming back from dinner.
L.A. was a blur to you.
L.A. was a blur to me. Because before y'all came around, we stayed out at Marina Del Rey.
At the Hampton Inn. No disrespect to the Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
Warm cookies at the front desk.
No, so I was walking back to the hotel and I saw y'all down there.
Yeah.
And I went straight up to my room.
There, huh?
Nope.
Ben Wallace on a fast break. Tear the rim off.
Yep. That's Ben Wallace.
That is him.
Okay, so how often do you play 2K?
Man, when we're on the road, I try to play the night before. If I went on a roll for one day, I'd try to play the night before the game. Just, I don't know. I just like playing with everybody.
I mean, can we just talk about one thing I was really, like, shocked with yesterday?
You just said that, which means that you're totally taking Channing's spot because he's always the one.
Always.
Let's give the people what they want to know.
I mean, was I the only one shocked to see the Chief at the game? Like, Robert Parrish was there yesterday.
You think you were the only one shocked?
I don't know.
I don't think Boston was shocked.
I think Boston was shocked by how the
Not
game
shocked
went.
Like he shouldn't be there. I'm just like, I mean, Chief, that was...
Robert Parrish, man, he's a legend, man.
He's a legend.
This man's name is Chief, and we all know why his name is Chief.
Why? Not everyone does.
Shh. Because he smokes the wacky tobacco. That's why. He's amazing, like, and everybody accepts it. It's almost like Snoop. Everybody
Very
accepts
true.
Snoop's for smoking weed, smoking Very marijuana.
True.
It comes with Snoop. If you want Snoop here to do a concert, if you want Snoop to do your bar mitzvah, he's going to light one up. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And the Chief, and that's what the Chief is. Chief is.
I feel like that kind of goes with his...
His character?
His character, his lifestyle, yeah, his persona, what he does.
Who, Chief or Snoop?
Snoop.
Oh, for sure. I mean, but he's doing it. It's not like he started doing it because he was like... Oh, I need to have a thing. Like, I've been smoking weed since weed's been born. Yeah, that's Snoop.
So did you stick around last night or no?
For what?
You left the game, the arena?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, went straight to dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boston doesn't like me.
No? You don't think so?
No.
Did you hear them during the national anthem?
Oh, yeah. It was like, they were saying, like,
oh, say, can you see?
And LeBron, you LeBron. Fuck you, LeBron. I was like, damn.
Yep. It's not, listen, for my whole career, and I've explained this, and Boston knew this, it's never been about the Celtics versus the Cavs or the Heat. It's always been Boston versus LeBron. All the time. Boston doesn't like me. And it's okay.
I'm just going to apologize to our listeners right now because I knew that was coming really loud and you were still in the red.
Oh, sorry. Fuck you, LeBron. That's what happened during National Anthem, guys.
And then they followed it up with...
Oh, yeah. I'm not even... You say Allie. What did they say?
Kyrie hates you.
Yeah. Kyrie hates you.
So you hear everything.
Yeah, I heard it.
I was sitting there during the game yesterday and one of the Boston fans, because we were talking about how the jersey retirement was being held after the game.
Yeah, I never saw that before, I don't think.
So, apparently, when Nash had his jersey retired at halftime, it ended up lasting about 50 minutes.
Yeah, that's what they said. It was at the time.
And
time
so you can't,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, so it makes sense.
Yeah. So, of course, when you came back,
Steve Nash,
yeah. So, when you came back, obviously, his was at halftime.
Right.
Easy peasy, but... Steve Nash lasted as long as it did, and so they didn't want that, right? So we were talking, we have a conversation in the media dining room before the game started about how, what if the game was to go, well, how it went, but this was before the game, and fans didn't want to stick around. You know, would it change their mood?
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way. I feel like it's just two separate things,
yeah, it's two
you
separate
know?
Things. Yes,
however,
things.
I sat in the corner, and I sat right next to fans. And these guys, I kid you not, in the third quarter were like, I don't even know why I'm here anymore. I just want to leave.
Oh, wow.
This isn't even fun anymore. And I was like, oh. Because I was taking the argument that it was two different things.
And I would take the argument as well.
All right, score update, 20-17 with a minute left to go in the first half.
Yeah, but I'm playing 5-minute quarters. It's not like I'm playing a real NBA game. And for all 2K players, they know how hard it is to score on Hall of Fame mode. I mean, I think it's really cool, too, in this game that I just noticed as a sneaker guy, you got, like, Larry Bird wearing the weapons, and Bill Russell's actually playing in Chuck Taylor.
Low tops. Low top Chucks.
Yeah. Playing in all.
No
all,
way.
Yeah, he's playing in the Chucks. Yeah, for sure. Larry's playing in Converse weapons.
Yes.
Yeah, and Jerry Stackhouse is wearing his Felix.
Yeah, see Bill Russell there in the corner?
Oh, shit. Stack just got done.
Do you prefer playing alone?
Either or. It doesn't matter to me.
You trash talk.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm cool.
Give me your best trash talk in NBA 2K.
I have no trash talk in this shit.
Do you have to be instigated?
Yeah. That's just like how I am on the floor. I don't talk.
You know who I think brings the most trash talk out of you?
Who?
On our team?
Who?
The one and only.
Who's the one and only?
Damon Jones.
Listen, him and Phil Handy are hilarious. They love trash talking on the bench. That's what they do. That's what they do.
All right, so at halftime, can you start a new game and let's roll out the NBA All-Stars?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Give the people what they want to know.
Well, let's talk. Talk to me. What you want to know?
Number one, do you feel like your team is cursed?
Well, no. Team LeBron is not cursed. And when the injuries started happening, I definitely thought about that. I was like, what the hell is going on with my team? But the guys that we got coming in, I think we got Kemba. We got Goran. We got Paul George. And we got one more, right?
Drummond.
And we got Andre Drummond, the big fella, 20-20. No, we're not cursed. And I'm looking forward to getting the All-Star Sunday night. Team LeBron versus Team Steph. We coming in with the white uniforms and we ready to cook.
Do you think... DJ Montage, why are you smiling?
I just think this is great. I mean, I can have some... I can really Don King this thing, you know?
Please. Please.
I mean...
You try to take my money, though.
No.
How about that? Don King that.
Only in America. No. No, I think it's going to be... I'm really hype about this whole... You know, they changed the format where these guys, like, really pick teams, like, at the park.
Do you really think it's going to work? I'm going to play devil's advocate.
We're going to find out. We don't know. But what I do think, that they missed an opportunity for us to televise it.
So, can you just give it to us now?
No.
It's on Uninterrupted. You did say that it would be out there one day.
It ain't ready yet. People ain't ready for it. People ain't ready. But I think, personally, I mean, I'm giving more gems. If we wanted to really do it like the park, we should have all showed up All-Star Saturday at practice. And then everybody stand at half court and take your team. And that's how we play.
No, that would have been sick.
Just you bring both uniforms and you know.
He wouldn't even have to bring
the uniforms.
Yeah. Everybody come as dressed. Boom, you pick your...
You throw in the pennies.
And this is the game tomorrow. Then Team LeBron practice first or Team Steph practice first. 1 hour, 1 hour, go about your way. And at the end of the day, I keep hearing this narrative of, you know, we didn't want to embarrass the guy if he got picked last.
You're a fucking all-star.
That's what I said.
You're an all-star. What's embarrassing about being an NBA all-star? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. Pick me last.
So a lot of what you did, though, was strategy-based?
Absolutely.
Was it very so oh, much so?
He went into the draft with paperwork. He checked salary caps and everything.
I checked it all.
I'm joking.
No, I checked it all.
He checked it all.
Listen, I was like Kobe. I was like Kobe, our GM. Listen, you think he did something great at All-Star at the trade deadline? They should have saw my shit. I had my paperwork. I had my draft board. This guy gets taken off the board.
He had alternates.
I'm telling you, I was like Mel Kiper. You know, the NFL.
How much did it go according to plan?
Actually, it went pretty smooth.
So you and Steph are the only two, obviously, that know.
Well, no, he had another guy in the room.
You were in there.
I was playing music during the time. No, I'm just kidding.
We are the champions.
Yeah, but listen, back to the 2K real quick. I know you want me to play East versus West, but they don't have
the new format. No, it's not East versus West.
Exactly. They don't have the new format until I get the up. Listen, look.
How does LeBron James not have the update?
Because we're at the illustrious.
Yes.
Skirt.
Has nothing to do with
Hotel,
Oklahoma City. For all my people out here who plays, video games, I'm playing PS4 right now. You guys know about the updates.
I'm going to call
down
right now.
If you don't have strong Wi-Fi, then you're hit.
I'm going to call down to the front desk right now and see if I can get the guy to speed up on that treadmill.
I'm going to get the power boost. So I'm going to play with a team that didn't make any trades, so it could look official. But anyways.
What do you mean didn't make any trades?
Well, because I don't have the updated roster right now until the updates happen on the game, the Wi-Fi. So I'm going to play with a team that didn't make any trades. Like this team, but I'm not going to say that out and open because it's none of my business.
And how often have you played your team on 2K?
Your
All-Star.
Team, meaning?
Your All-Star team on 2K.
I'll dabble with it a little bit, but to be honest, I like to just play with the regular guys, with the regular teams, and do that. That's what I like to do. Like, I like playing with them.
Can we say them?
Nope.
it's the unfortunate about an audio platform.
Yeah, it's the unfortunate. You guys
actually like playing with the Harlem Globetrotters? Shout out to the Harlem Globetrotters. Man.
Did you used to go to them as a kid?
I actually did. I did. I don't know why, but, you know.
No.
As a kid, you love it, you know?
I did. No. I didn't. No.
You didn't go to them?
No.
You had to love the guy that throws the bucket and it was confetti.
No, I'm sorry. I was not a fan. I mean, the Harlem Globetrotters, I give them their lane, what they did for the entertainment. I'm not shitting on them. I throw no shade. But I'm not. That's not me. I was too. You only can give yourself to like one entertainment at a time, and at that time it was WWF for me.
Oh, by far. I mean, this is
I can't go.
This
to
is
the,
no comparison.
Yeah, the Harlem Globetrotters.
No, if we're saying that, I'm going to the grave with WWF.
Yeah, for sure. Like it was, you know.
There's no comparison. There's no comparison.
Really?
No.
Yes.
No. WWF. I mean, you just named one showman, Ric Flair. There's something that. That's over. We don't even have to talk about.
But he was with WCW, though.
But I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wrestling.
Yeah, for sure.
Whole,
it's WCW over. And WWF was my
WWF. Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan was WWF. You had Ric Flair in WCW. You had Shawn Michaels with WWF. You had Sting with WCW. You had the Steiner brothers. You had, I could go on. Let's not do this. It's too long.
The Road
Warriors.
It's too much.
Why is it too much?
I love it all. Coco Beware.
Did you watch wrestling now?
Bird.
I did a little bit, more so WWE.
You went to turn entertainment. That's what you went to.
Yeah.
Watch the ladies of the WWE. Listen, my
I wanted to be a part.
Rest in peace, China.
She was a break. Yeah. She was one of the major breakthroughs for females in
China.
Wrestling.
Was a beast. She was up there with
what happened?
With Triple H. She passed away not too long ago. I'm not quite sure why, but she passed away. She was her and Triple H, X-Pac. They used to have their little Degeneration X.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was their thing. Yeah, so.
Oh.
But yeah.
So you dabble. Oh, get out, David Aldridge.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
Oh, he got David Aldridge on the ones and twos. Doing
look at that suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I didn't know Jimmy Butler was in... the Luke Bryan country music video.
Yeah. By the way, Jimmy Butler's a huge country music fan.
Yeah.
Like, I was
no
following
clue.
Team USA last summer? Yeah, last summer, because this summer hasn't happened. Last summer, and he's like real deal Holyfield. Not like all the songs everybody else know that ain't really what country music is. Sweet Home Alabama. No, we all know that shit.
First of all, that's not country.
Is that country?
Sweet Home Alabama?
Sweet Home Alabama ain't country?
No.
So what the hell is that?
Top 40s.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a difference.
That's like when Taylor Swift was country music and then was singing all pop. And they kicked her out of
okay,
the
country.
Okay, well,
yeah, edit that shit. That lets you know I don't fucking sing that shit. I'm not a country music fan. Oh, I was born a rambling man. That's country. A rambling man. Yeah.
So not only are you in control, Mike means yes.
Shout out to Mikey.
Miguel.
I was born a rambling man. I was born a rambling.
So not only do you control the music, but you sing. DJ Montage?
I'll leave the singing to the artist that I play. Yeah,
what? Do you go off vibe? Do you go off of...
You know, honestly, I would be lying if I sat here and said, you know what, I checked the temperature of the room. It's just a feel. It's almost like him playing basketball. It's like, what shot are you going to
take? Hey. Okay, now let's not just
as good. Okay, listen, I love DJ Montage, guys, but don't ever compare your ones and twos to me playing basketball, okay? It's almost like, the selections he makes on the court.
Listen, I love
me, you know, I feel LeBron-esque when I'm on his ones and twos.
Listen, audience, I love DJ Montage to death. But don't ever compare your ones and twos, which you're very good at.
This is the one and only DJ Montage.
Me playing basketball, okay?
No shit!
Okay, so...
Yeah, the vibe.
So you're like LeBron 16. 16-year-old LeBron.
No, he's a little better than 16-year-old.
No,
like
even though
25-year-old LeBron?
No.
He gets,
I'm
giving him like...
Now I'm getting there.
He's like 19, 20, 21.
I'm still when his jersey was a little tight, a little loose.
Yeah.
Oh. So that's like 22.
No, 22. I took the Cavs to the finals. So maybe
at the age of 22?
Yeah, 22. Well, I mean, when I got the DJ name, DJ Montage, I was in the finals of DJ. I mean, Beyonce and Jay-Z and LeBron. I mean, who else did I have to have there?
You got to have like
Elvis Presley?
John Lennon.
Oh, let's talk about you and Elvis Presley. Yep, you opened the can of worms. Let's get there.
I think Elvis Presley's a great guy. No, you don't believe in
Elvis. You don't believe.
You don't think Elvis Presley was real. Hey, you guys are trying to get me killed. There are people out there who are like, no.
Just don't go to Memphis.
Okay, let me explain something to you. I personally, I believe Elvis Presley was a person.
Listen,
but
you keep it real or you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I just think it would. I don't know how to put this.
Don't get sweaty palms.
I would rather talk
nervous.
About my theory on dinosaurs. You want to start with dinosaurs first and then come back?
Yeah.
Allie, I feel like my mic is a little low.
Is it?
Or do you? Y'all can hear me clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds muffled in my headphones.
Is that better?
Is it my throat?
I gotta control these ones and twos over here because you guys are getting above yourselves.
Whoa.
Getting real excited over here talking about Elvis.
I'm just enjoying it.
You guys, how about just say DJ Montage now?
Okay, let's start with dinosaurs.
I don't believe in dinosaurs. At all.
Okay, so what did you do when you learned about them in science class in fifth grade?
I mean...
The fossils.
Yeah, oh, that was great.
You think it's a lie?
Yeah, it's all great. I mean, it sounds great. Looks great. I just don't understand why they all were just in one part of the world. You know, why didn't I run into... Why don't they find saber-toothed tiger bones in Akron, Ohio?
Just like why there's not sharks in a lake.
I mean, you just had to be smart, huh? You just had to be smarter than me right there, huh?
Well.
So these enormous creatures
why
are just roaming the earth and then they just...
Before you
shrunk
existed,
down
yes.
to a newt. To the Geico Gecko. Tyrannosaurus Rex went down to Geico Gecko. Come on, man. Really?
Okay, so that's the only reason why you don't believe
it. I mean, it's just all
because
a little bit...
You can't find the
fossils
in Akron, Ohio.
It's all a little bit fictitious. I mean, I just felt like Elvis is like a character.
Did someone put that in your head?
No.
Have you been to Graceland?
I've not been to Graceland. I've been to Nashville and...
I've Memphis, man. Ain't it?
Yeah, it's in Memphis?
What are you talking about? That tells you I know so
you
much about
it. You did know that because the first conversation we had about Elvis was
in Memphis. I know it's in Memphis, guys, all right? Enough with the Elvis guy. Oh, Elvis.
What else don't you believe in?
This is a censored audience. I believe in you, Allie.
Oh, please. On to the storytelling.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
No, just Elvis and dinosaurs, really.
That's it? Is there anything you don't believe in?
Who?
You.
He doesn't believe in the strong kangaroos that are on social media. They're like these really strong kangaroos.
That's what? Not true. Nah, I believe that's it. They juicing them things up. It's nothing I really don't believe in.
What strong kangaroos?
We have to show you.
I would have to show you.
It's funny as hell.
So I know that you are not a shark guy, but I did watch the videos of Mike shark diving.
He's out of his fucking mind.
He's crazy.
He's out of his mind.
He's crazy. He gave us a tutorial on this thing.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
I actually had planned on possibly not seeing him ever again. I was already starting the process of me crying. Already. My tears was already ready when he told me he had to take a 25-hour boat ride to the ocean's unknown to go see sharks in a cage.
For all of our listeners, obviously he's crying because Mike is basically his right-hand man.
Yes, my guy. He, by the way, right now I'm getting treatment right now while we're doing this podcast. I had planned on, because Mike understands how much I fear sharks, and that's all I could think about is the fear of a shark grabbing his ass.
I think the crazy thing is as he was explaining it to me.
That sounds like a line off of Friday.
Oh, what?
Don't grab my ass. I told you. You ain't tell me shit. Oh, no. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just think the crazy part about that is the whole oxygen thing. We talked about that. It's like if the shark were to hit the cage and knock your oxygen.
Oh, yeah. How about if the shark hit the cage and ate you? How about that? Right. Don't worry about the oxygen.
Right. Damn the oxygen.
How about you cannot
swim faster? How about you not supposed
to
be in the water with the shark?
Nah, not in a zone. If a shark want to see me, come on land. Let's rock.
Oh.
Come on land. If you want to follow me, I tear a shark ass up on this land.
You ever see the shark run?
No.
That wouldn't be a fair battle.
It wouldn't be fair at all. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the process that Mike went through that he explained to me to get to the shark, I wouldn't have made that.
It's scary.
A 22-hour boat ride on a boat that holds 16 people.
You get seasick?
No, it's just, I mean, 22 hours on a boat.
Without your phone.
I can't even be in my house for 22 hours.
All right.
And then, with real Wi-Fi.
Shout out
to Sherman.
Then, let alone, you take the 22 hours to this place, and you still don't get off the boat. The only time you get off the boat is when you're going in the water. Like, I don't know I couldn't do it. There's no way.
And he explained to me, too, it's exactly like the boats that be on in those movies. Like, with the anchor, you know, like the side anchor, and they, like, you know, a rope, it reels you, like, into the water very slowly, and at any possible time, one of these boats could be rusted and break and snap, and now he's on his way to the bottom of the ocean, and now...
He said he actually couldn't sleep at night because you could hear the water crash up against the side of the boat.
There were guys with patches on their eyes and a leg missing.
Those are called pirates.
Arr!
Come on, arr! I'm looking for Mike.
I definitely believe in pirates. Shout out to Captain Phillips. I'm the captain now.
And pirates is not like... I don't believe in them dressing up exactly like that on the movies, but I do believe that there are boat thieves in the water that's trying to come get you.
There's pirates in Pittsburgh.
Oh, by the way, that's the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Man.
Yeah, I know, right? A lot to talk about. So much.
The fact that you're still only at 14-7 in the first quarter.
I'm getting my ass kicked right now. Minnesota is a playoff team, Allie. Don't disrespect Minnesota.
Any movies?
Or series?
This Is Us.
This Is Us.
Yeah, D-Wade talked about that a lot. I didn't get an opportunity to rock with that yet.
You guys have to check it out.
I heard something about this Black Mirror.
The Black Mirror?
Yeah. I heard it's supposed to be pretty good.
Who was that with?
I don't know.
I was hoping you guys could fill in the blanks.
You know what? I haven't heard about Black Mirror, but I did hear about this TV show that Jessica Biel in. And,
I love her.
Yeah. Don't we all?
I did.
Do you remember her on, Seventh Heaven?
Yes, never of course.
Watched it.
I have.
You haven't seen Seventh Heaven?
No. Never watched it.
I did. I definitely watched Seventh Heaven. But she's in a TV show right now where, it opens up and she's like on a beach or something, and she must have committed a murder or something, I heard.
Wait, say the name again?
I don't know the name of it.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't know the name of it.
Summer.
But I know Jessica Biel's in it, and I can't find it. I looked on Netflix. Shout out Netflix.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Shout out
Netflix and, you know, one of my partners.
It's kind of like a suspense?
It's like a suspense, yeah. It opens up and she commits a murder or something, and you know, and...
Yeah, she went on Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah,
to talk about it.
What's going on back here? It's all right. Mikey's being the light man and shit.
We have
no light in here. No.
So, that's what you're watching? Oh, no, you're looking for that.
No, I'm looking for it. I heard it was pretty good, but whatever. I'm not watching anything right now, to be honest.
No?
No. Give me, at the end of the day, if Forensic Files is on, then I'm good. I can watch Forensic Files, Martin, and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air all day long.
Never saw Martin, never saw Fresh Prince.
Yeah, that's terrible. Sprinkle in a little Friends, and I'm good. That's all I need.
Oh, Friends is the best.
I think that series is called The Sinner.
Yes, that's what it's called.
There it is.
There you go.
There it is, The Sinner. That's exactly what it's
DJ
called.
DJ Montage.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not just in music. I'm
just part of Google. Yeah, you're part of Google. I was about to say shit.
I'm part of Google.
Are you watching anything?
Actually, I am. That's kind of funny that I am. That's why I asked. I've been watching Coach Snoop. We were talking about Snoop Dogg. I've been watching his Netflix doc series on his football program, youth football program, Snoop Youth Football Program. Really good. He does a really good job with the inner city kids of L.A. He does some dialogue about, you know, his relationship with the kids as well as his past relationship in L.A. with the, you know, growing up in the in that community and what he, you know, why, what made him get involved with these kids and try to help, and it's really good.
And he actually got a couple NFL players too out of his program. I remember watching it quite a while ago when he had a kid by the name of D'Anthony Thomas coming out of his program, and he was trying to choose between USC, which is Snoop's favorite school, if anybody knows Snoop, and the University of Oregon. And he came out of Snoop's program, and he ended up picking the University of Oregon.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Snoop was, you know, very excited about D'Anthony Thomas going to college, but he definitely wanted him to go to USC. So, yeah, for sure. But, Snoop does an unbelievable job with those kids.
He actually has a couple guys he visits. I don't want to ruin the series for you, but he takes the kids to a collegiate football game, and two of his guys out of the program were playing on the teams and came over to him, you know, say hello to the guys and everything. So, I mean, his program's doing really well.
Yeah.
That's dope. Anytime you can go back into your community, or even if it's not your community, and give back, man, to kids that just they don't feel like nobody care about them. And it's so much talent, not only in the inner city, but that's where I know and that's where I'm from. You know, they don't feel like nobody care. And you know, you're able to go back and give some advice, or, and in Snoop's case, money, time, advice, you know, everything. You know, you see kids that make it out of his program and become, you know, an NFL player, you know, or whatever the case may be. You know, that's pretty cool.
I mean, he does some really, really good things on this series. There was a scenario with him and one of the players on the team, and I guess they were having some trouble with their rent. And, you know, he kind of just pulled the kids aside and said, you know, he was willing to help. And, you know, we don't have to discuss this with everybody. Mm-hmm. It's between me and you. You go home, tell your mom, you know, I'm going to help out. And that was that. It wasn't like a big ordeal about it. I mean, there's a lot of great other things going on in there. That's just a piece, but it's a really good.
Did this just come out?
I don't know. I mean, I usually just, you know, while we're on the road or something, I'll just put Netflix on and see what's out there. And Ron actually mentioned it before, and I was like, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
I ended up finishing it. It was pretty good.
Do you ever have a desire to do that? You give back so much to your, you have your foundation, of course, and it's well documented, obviously, your love and giving back, especially to the Akron area, but to put it into like a documentary like that?
We're actually, it's funny you say that, we actually are gathering all the footage and everything from the time we announced I Promise School,
yeah,
to the time we opened the doors.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, when we open the doors for our kids to come to the I Promise School, we will put out something for the viewers to kind of see from the time that we announced it and got approved by all the, you know, everybody, to the time we have our kids with their book bags walking into the door. So, you know, we put it out and see, you know, kind of gauge what people, you know, like to see or, you know, how they feel about it. So, yeah, we don't really like talking about too much that we do because we want to keep it organic and keep it real. But
yeah,
you know, we have an opportunity with this one to kind of show people what we've done in my hometown and just give people an insight of what we're able to accomplish. So,
score update.
Oh yeah, I'm making a run.
24-21.
I'm making a run.
I think the other thing that's cool too, segue back to All-Star Weekend and Snoop. The Celebrity All-Star Game, Snoop and 2 Chainz are captains, as well as LeBron and Steph Curry, and they picked their teams, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. They just picked their teams recently.
So, obviously, because this episode is going to be launched during All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. What are you guys excited about? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I mean,
what will you do?
Listen, we're in a city of angels. We're in a bright lights. You got all the walking stars. We in Los Angeles, and you got the biggest stars, you know, in the biggest sport with the biggest platform and the biggest weekend for our league. Mm-hmm. All-Star Weekend, the finals is covered all over the world. We know that, but we know the head honcho is All-Star Weekend. You get everybody, you know, there from all walks of life, all different countries, all the best, you know, talent and everything. The whole league is in one city, and I mean, what better city to do it in than Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it gets no bigger than that.
I mean, All-Star Weekend's always like, you know, the inner fan in you of some people you usually end up seeing. Like, mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Prince. You know, the Vegas All-Star, we walking in All-Star game and Prince is walking in same
yeah.
time. Like, you never just walk into Prince in the regular walk of life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I always look forward to the game and the halftime show.
But it's going to be crazy, though. I mean, listen to this.
Are you guys busy?
What?
Why did I think that it kind of scaled back a little bit? In terms of responsibilities for which you have to...
No, it scales back, but at the end of the day, you I'm going to move. Damn. $1 million move, 5 cent finish.
Thunder, Lakers,
It's not even Thunder, Lakers either. Even with that. No, but listen, we got, you know...
Edit, 50 minute work.
Yeah. No, it scales back a little bit, but you're still busy. I mean, as soon as you...
Ooh.
DJ Montage.
Shout out to Nike Team Sweat.
Ooh,
I spilled a bottle of wine on them.
Have they released
the
All-Star uniforms yet?
What about my floor?
The floor ain't wet. It all went in my shoe. These socks are sponsored by Pino.
Has Nike displayed the uniforms yet?
Yeah, they are.
For All-Star Weekend? I haven't seen them.
They're actually by Jordan.
They're by Jordan?
Yeah. It's just an all-black uniform and an all-white uniform.
You like that?
I mean, I don't mind.
It looks it looks very similar to, like, the Nike Elite camp he does in the summer. Like, it looks like the camp uniforms.
Oh, really?
It's very simple. I mean, from what it
is. It's simple.
What they've been.
I go back to those like dope Phoenix uniforms.
Man, I remember the All-Star game in San Antonio.
Yeah.
I like when the uniforms used to be themed off the city.
Off the city, like the
remember the Phoenix uniforms right now.
Remember the Phoenix one had so the cactus. Cool.
And, right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it was crazy.
And like I remember I think the San Antonio had like a jalapeno on it or something.
Yeah.
Like a jalapeno pepper on it, right?
Yeah. I used to like the uniforms used to like represent the city.
So just imagine if like. I don't know. What'd you do? The Walk of Stars, or you do like the Hollywood sign? Or, I don't know.
You could do it all.
You could do whatever with LA. I mean,
yeah. What was I
next year in Charlotte? You could do like Bojangles.
Your favorite All-Star memory? Do you have a favorite All-Star memory? Favorite year?
Two pieces and a biscuit.
You're a 14-time All-Star. I think you should be on the design team. DJ Montage.
My favorite All-Star memory, I'm a 14.
Oh, you better wash that out.
I know.
You're going from a Pinot to a cab.
Listen, if it's great wine, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead and touch it.
It's coming from the illustrious Skirvin.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Must be great wine.
I can't sit here and say that I've had favorite All-Star. I don't.
Favorite city?
Vegas was a hell of a time.
Did you get anything accomplished?
Absolutely not.
I may have attended the most parties in one night I've ever attended in my life.
What's fun about that, though?
No, in Vegas, it was just like, he was booked everywhere.
I had five parties in one evening.
You just popped up.
Mm-hmm. No, I just pop up. It was like, have a good time.
Popping up.
Have a good time. Like, it got to a point where my wife was like, I'm going home.
She was over it.
Yeah, she was over it. It was like two or three parties in, and she was like, you got two more to go to? I was like, I got two more. You know, I've been booked, whatever. She was like, take me home. That's how crazy it was. And that's a fact.
Yo, let me out.
Let me out,
This
yo.
Is the night before the game?
I don't remember if it was the night before the game.
And even then, All-Star break was like 4 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had to be back on like Monday back then. You had to be back Monday.
God, the schedule now is amazing, especially for you guys. You play on Tuesday and then not till Thursday.
That's amazing.
The following week.
Yeah, but it's not like, for non-All-Stars, listen, you guys are made.
They get a real vacation.
Listen, I don't ask for much, but anytime you guys see me, if you guys want to just say thank you for All-Star Weekend, that's all I ask.
But think about it. Now All-Star is done on Sunday, and now you have until Wednesday to report.
Well, I mean...
I guess you're right.
Thanks, LeBron!
Yeah. Until Wednesday to report.
Who do you think will be this year's MVP?
Me. In the game?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got to win first.
Okay. Let's go to your team. Who will be the MVP? I think Russ, because he still thinks that you picked him last.
He doesn't. He doesn't now. He knows. I had to.
That was hilarious.
I had to reach out to Russ and tell him, are you crazy? No, I didn't pick you last. What is wrong with you?
He went out and got, 46 on John Wall? Because his name was after John Wall and he thought he got picked last?
Yeah. The thing he didn't realize is that the A comes before the E.
Oh, and the W is at the end of the alphabet.
Yeah, that kind of went over y'all head for a little
bit. That's usually how alphabetical order.
Wall, Westbrook, it went over y'all head for a little bit, by the way. Y'all wasn't really understanding what I was talking about just now.
Us?
Yeah, you too. Montage and Allie.
A
okay.
Comes before E. Yeah. I learned that in kindergarten. Do you think, again, we talked about it, we'll find out if the format works. I don't think $100,000 is a good incentive.
Shit, it's better than a 35.
For you guys.
We going for it. Anytime you rate.
I'm playing devil's advocate right now.
I know, anytime you
rate. To you guys is $100,000.
Hell yeah.
Enough to make you play harder.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
With that said, if you guys, over the last 3 to 4 years, kept saying that it wasn't competitive enough, then why didn't you guys just change that?
That's the
only you guys could change that.
And we will change it this coming Sunday. It's changed.
The narrative has definitely changed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the bar is raised. They put some money out there. They gave the players the ability to draft each other, mm-hmm. which, I mean... It's huge.
It's up to us. It's
now they just add. I mean, they'll add things as they go now.
Yeah.
You know, how the next thing is how they spice up Saturday night. That's the real thing. The game is going to be.
Well, Saturday night has been damn good lately. I mean, you look at the dunk contest the last couple of years. It's been good. It's been
good. Your teammate now is in the dunk contest.
Larry Nance?
Larry Nance.
Oh, he is.
He is.
Wow.
He's in that.
Kev was in the three, but...
He was in the three.
Injured, unfortunately.
Someone's in the skills competition.
Oh, not from our team. No.
Not from our team, no?
I don't think so. We got a lot of skilled guys, but I don't think nobody's in the competition.
And then I had one more thought about that. Oh, Jeff Green, I thought, had such a good idea. In terms of the format, obviously, we'll see how this one goes. But he thought it would be interesting if you picked all-stars off of bench guys in the league. And you took the bench guys versus the starters.
In the all-star game.
Think about
game.
That. In the all-star game.
So who
in regards to making it competitive.
So right now, the bench guys that will be all-stars, that's not an all-star, will be, okay, obviously number one would be Lou Williams. Off the top of my head.
Jordan Clarkson was your number two bench scorer.
Jordan Clarkson is definitely right up there. I'm thinking of guys off the bench who comes in flaming.
Guys off the bench.
Yeah. I mean, see the number. It's too hard. It's too hard.
Just really. Think about the idea, though.
The idea. I mean, that's what conversation is all about. Having
because
ideas.
The last thing in practice when you guys play bench for starters or second unit for starters.
When did that happen?
It's competitive.
When
you guys do that in practice.
Yeah, you do.
And what happens?
Man,
it's competitive because
way,
y'all don't want to leave that gym.
Right now, the way it's shaping up right now, it'd be very competitive. You got me, Swish, Jetty, Tristan, and George versus Jordan, Larry, Jeff Green, Kyle, and Rodney Hood. Oh, I can't wait till we have a 5-on-5 session.
That's some battles.
I can't wait till we have a 5-on-5 session. I'm ready for that.
Just a side note, I think all NBA announcers and arenas should know how to pronounce people's names. The guy
pure laziness.
The guy yesterday evening destroyed Jetty's name.
It was
times.
Called him Seti 100 times.
No, it was Seti. It was Seti.
Seti.
It was Jetty.
Jetty. Oh, speaking of Jetty. Smallfoot coming out soon.
We were supposed to come to a screening.
It's not done yet.
What?
It's not done.
It's making small steps.
Yeah. When it's done, Allie,
Smallfoot.
You will have
Smallfoot.
Listen, we will all
shout out to Smallfoot.
Yeah.
When is this expected to be done?
This summer.
Oh, I thought the screening happened before that.
Yeah, it does, but we're in February.
You can't screen a film that's not done. You'll be looking at a screen.
Yeah, we got time.
Oh, gosh.
We got time.
Oh.
So, yeah. Look at Tibbs. He got a nice fresh cut.
All right, guys.
Is out there?
What else you got?
I don't know.
I think we should end with a good story about the two of you. You tell one about Bron. Bron tells one about you. A fun story.
We don't have fun stories. We got stories that can't be told to the public. That only like family or friends know.
We don't need those stories.
True. I mean, for real, man. Listen, we got family stories. Like, shit, they get talked about it like the family reunion. Everybody feels embarrassed and shit. What do we have? What do we have, Memo? We don't have
stories.
Give the people what they want.
Stories.
We don't have no stories, man.
There was this one time. They have to come. It's like when you ask what the story is.
Yeah.
You never can think of.
There was like this one time at band camp.
Yeah.
What?
Did you actually watch that movie?
What? That's one of my favorites.
It's a great movie.
American Pie.
American Pie.
American Reunion.
I actually saw it.
You actually what?
I actually saw it.
I can't believe you saw a movie. Oh my God. You saw a movie.
All right. That's
what's your favorite movie, Allie?
My favorite movie? My favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
That I could watch over and over and over.
Yeah.
Matilda.
That's a great movie, Matilda.
You've actually seen it? There was a newt in that movie.
What
made
that,
me think of it when you were talking
word,
about...
A newt?
It was a lizard. No.
It's a salamander.
It's a
part of the
T-Rex
salamander. That they found in Akron, Ohio.
It was a T-Rex that they found in the creek of Akron, Ohio.
Of course I saw Matilda. That movie's unbelievable. I love Matilda.
Oh, it's so good.
Matilda? I don't think I've seen Matilda.
Oh, it's so good, Miss Trunchbull.
Is this a musical?
No. Nah, it's a fucking a boarding school.
With,
this little girl.
Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen that. That's good. It sounded like you were talking about Sister Act. Yeah, I've never seen that.
All right, well, you guys got dinner plans?
Oh,
Oklahoma
my God.
City?
Oh. We're going to the greatest.
At the Skirvin? Yeah, they got Emerald. He's cooking down there right now. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Shit.
That is your role.
Get in there, bitch.
Well, I'm sure Oklahoma City's got some great restaurants to check out. I'll do my due diligence in finding out what those are.
Yeah.
I'm just impressed with this place. I can't tell you. I mean, my summer vacation, I will be here.
All right, before we close this out.
They might not let me back here. I'm serious.
That's why I'm quiet. I'm like, hey, listen, okay, see, y'all good with me. Y'all got my man Russ, my man Mello, PG.
Shout out to Russ Dickless.
Yeah, shout out WrestleMania.
Russ Dickless.
WrestleMania, man.
One final point. What is this green you got in here?
Oh, my putt-putt? My putt-putt green.
Are you taking up golf?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm trying to learn. It's the most frustrating, rewarding sport I've ever tried.
It's so awesome to see that he's human.
I know, in swimming too.
I know.
I beat him in a swimming race.
That's fine.
We went to Topgolf.
Yes.
And he was normal. It was great.
Why y'all like throwing my business out there?
It was great.
That?
It was so great.
You know what?
Him in a normal setting.
And that's exactly why I stay in my room.
I have one of the best
jump
videos.
On the free throw line. He couldn't take on four defenders. It was him, a driver, and a golf ball.
I have one of the best videos before the trade deadline happened when we were in Orlando and everyone went to Topgolf of Channing teaching Tristan.
That had to be good.
I might use it
Tristan
as a promotion.
Tristan actually likes Topgolf. He's like.
Really I feel like you guys all do.
I like it. I think it's great.
I wish they had one here. They put one in Independence.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's what I heard. There's a rumor going around. You know how rumors start. A little bit of truth.
That was good. That was really good. I mean, you know, who do I send my bill to?
Has your plane taken off yet?
No, I'm not on it. My driver's downstairs.
Well, for all the Cleveland fans that don't think road tripping will exist anymore.
We are here.
Yeah, we got a couple more. We're going to do one after All-Star 2 to kind of get a recap of how All-Star went.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Maybe I'll do a road tripping playlist. How about that?
Ooh.
Now DJ Montage.
That'd be dangerous.
Ooh.
You just dropped that here on Road Tripping. If you do not come through.
You can buy it. Road tripping for $99.95.
Why so much? I want $9.95.
I don't know. I actually messed up, so I had to keep going with it. I meant $9.95. Fuck.
Turn the ball over.
All right. Well, shout out Channing.
Man, always. Channing, RJ. Channing, we miss you, buddy. RJ, you've been gone a little bit longer, so we've kind of forgot.
Shout out Channing, RJ.
Team road tripping.
Team road tripping.
Team road tripping.
That'll do it for another edition.
There's road like tripping. Never an easy way to sign off.
King James signing off. I'm out.
There you go.
Yeah, how do you sign off Richard versus Channing when Richard versus Channing aren't here? I might cry.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. All right, that's it.
There's some onions in here right now.
I can start singing.
Please.
I was born a rambling man.